We're going to take a short break from talking about finances, although today's topic will absolutely affect your finances. As Bosses Day approaches, we're going to talk about how you can reach your potential like a boss.
Hey, welcome to the Talking Sense podcast. I'm Mark Osorio.
And I'm Teresa Arago. We're financial advisors, and if there's one thing we understand, it's that money can be confusing.
So get ready, because we're breaking down what you don't know about money today on the Talking Sense podcast.
Thank you for joining us. We really know that this like a boss thing has kind of gone its circles, and it's probably making its way out finally. I've heard it nonstop from my children, but many want to climb the proverbial ladder at work. Sometimes that can feel overwhelming though. So we're going to discuss some things you can do to meet your career goals like a boss, if you'll forgive me for using the phrase again. And we've got a few different things we're going to go over today, but I wanted to start when we were researching different things to do to help yourself grow as a person, and which really ultimately leads to success in your work too. And the one that comes up consistently first is mentorship. And for those that don't know what a mentor is, it's really just someone that you can look up to who can help hold you accountable and give you some insight, training, things like that. But I wanted us to talk about our mentors a little bit too, to just give you some color to paint around this. For me, one of my great mentors, I've got several, but one of them that came to mind was Janet. She's one of the owners here at Gen Wealth, but a lot of people don't realize that she was also my high school Spanish teacher. So her first day to teach Spanish was my first day to take it. And for those that don't know my long story, I went to college for a Spanish degree to become a teacher because her input in my life and another teacher there both really poured into me, and it made a big impact in who I was. I mean, Miss Barnett was one of those, like, she's the reason why I don't cuss, because she told me that cussing is the attempt of a weak mind to express itself, and it had impact because of who she was in my life.
Yeah, you still remember it.
Exactly. And with Janet, when I was in need of a career, not a job, she brought me on to the Gen Wealth team. And over time, I developed into the advisor I am today. And if it hadn't been for her impact early in my life and her continued reaching out from time to time and checking in on me, I wouldn't be where I am today. On the flip side, no one can wear me out like Janet can. She can set me straight in ways that nobody else could probably get away with, but I need that. If I'm going to grow, I've got to have somebody pointing out my flaws in a way that is loving so that I can grow into the person I am.
Yeah, and for me, I think I'm a little bit different in that I haven't had just someone to consistently throughout that many years. So I've had, you know, multiple over time, but it's been somebody in my life that I give the authority to kind of look into my life and call out, you know, certain you know, flaws or just weaknesses or, you know, areas of growth, right? And, you know, for me, my time in college was one of my greatest times of growth, as is, you know, I believe for many people. But during that time, Ray Montgomery was for me the mentor that I needed. And what I saw in him was this incredibly successful guy who he was, you know, the president and CEO of White County Medical. And he also did this Bible study on Wednesdays, you know, that I went to with, you know, my friends. And it was just amazing to see, you know, how successful he was, how influential he was, but how still available he was for, you know, people like, you know, small people like me and, you know, like my friends, to open his home on, you know, the Wednesdays, and also to make time, you know, to reach out and meet with us one-on-one whenever there was something going on. And the ability, his ability to lead through his own actions was just, you know, tremendous. And obviously his generosity, you know, he allowed folks to stay at his house and for free, right? And while they went to school or, you know, for just different situations if they were having a bad time financially. So I really just took a lot of his example.
That's awesome. And I think the key is for you, if you don't have a mentor in your life, look for someone who's where you want to be or on that path, but further ahead of you. Someone who can have the insight of, you know, roadblocks that may happen that you can be prepared for, or different things that you'll need to overcome. Someone that can guide you. And it may be a personal thing, or it may be someone at work that you can do that with. But, you know, a lot of us, I think, have different mentors for different purposes. I have a mentor who I look to for spiritual matters. Granted, Janet is huge for that too. But, you know, I have different mentors for different pieces of my life. So find someone that you can lean into and learn from. So that's step number one, is get a mentor. Second one is be a great team player. Ask yourself, be honest, would you want to work with you?
And that can be a difficult situation or a difficult question, right? And where we need to really be introspective. But one of the things here at Gen Wealth that we believe in in order to have a successful culture and to be the type of people that we want to work with, mm-hmm. as well, is, you know, we look for folks that are hungry, humble, and smart.
And this came from a book, so we didn't create this, but the idea there is really integral to what we have and why I feel like we have such a great work dynamic here at Gem Wealth. We're all working towards the same goal.
And all this time, I thought Janet came up with that.
No, I it's from a book. I can't remember what it's called. It's like something about being the ideal team player or something like that. Yeah, so we actually, when we interview, we ask questions that we're looking for. Is this person hungry? Do they want to grow? Because there are a lot of people out there that just want a paycheck.
Yeah.
And if that's what you want, then okay, you're just probably not going to be a great fit for us. But if you're hungry, if you're always looking for opportunities to grow, you're always taking the time to serve well in your team, and then humble. I mean, let's be real. Who wants to work with someone who's not humble?
And it works so well because, I mean, part of that, the being humble piece is just, you know, are you coachable, mm-hmm. right? Are you able to accept direction?
Or do you constantly want to defend yourself? You know, there's been plenty of times where Janet has approached me about something that she felt like I had missed the mark on, and I could have gotten angry in that situation. And there's times where I have to sit there and go, she's telling me this for my good. She's telling me this for my good. She mm-hmm. wants me to succeed, because it's hard to hear someone tell you that you're missing the mark. But if you can be humble and listen, then you're going to grow. Yeah. And then the last piece is being smart. What do you think? I mean, when you think of that one, what comes to mind?
Well, obviously you have to meet certain requirements, right, for the job, right? You can't just, you know, show up and expect to be able to perform surgery, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it takes a little bit of training.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So you have to be, have the ability to do that, have the knowledge, right? But also just, you know, have a little bit of street smarts as mm-hmm. well, right? And be able mm-hmm. to work with people and understand what makes people tick.
And we do a lot of work here to understand people's communication styles. I will say I am one of those people that gets misunderstood a lot because I was raised in a family that was very direct. We didn't really think through how the person receiving the information would receive it. So I've had to train myself to be better at that. I'm not there yet, but I'm working on it. but we do value communication, and being a good communicator is something that is really, really important for being a great team member. So if you find that you get misunderstood a lot, maybe it's time to take stock of your communication style and take a minute. But also on the receiving end, give some grace. Consider the heart of the person who's telling you the information or who's approaching you about the tasks. There's probably a billion things going on that you aren't aware of. So always give some grace.
And I think both of those go hand in hand, right? Communication and grace, because a lot of times there's a lot of miscommunication, mm-hmm. and in that, you know, a lot of people can read kind of in between the lines, and we tend to assume certain things that
yes.
are not always helpful for each other. So there has to be a lot of grace in that process as well.
Yes, there was a person I was speaking to recently, and they said, you always have a story that you're telling yourself when someone's communicating with you about their mm-hmm. motives. So it's important to turn that off sometimes and just ask, you know, hey, help me understand why I'm being asked to do this if you're worried. Yeah. And then never stop growing. This is something that when I give people one piece of advice, if I've only got one to give, it's don't stop growing. Don't stop looking for opportunities to learn new things. As I mentioned before, I wanted to be a Spanish teacher, which anyone who knows me would laugh because that just is not me. My mom had that heart, and there are a lot of people that are. I love to teach, but teaching high school students would just make me miserable. And I love you out there who do it. You're awesome. Yes. But God derailed my career plans, and I became a bookkeeper, and I did that for almost 20 years. And when I came on the Gem Wealth team, that's what I was. I was the bookkeeper, and I had the opportunity to learn how the planning process works here and become what's called a paraplanner. So basically think of it like a paralegal. They create all the documents, but the lawyer is the one who has to put their final stamp of approval. So I could create all yeah. the planning documents, but I wasn't implementing it. And then I had the opportunity to get licensed and become what we call back then a relationship manager. So my licensing was just so that I could talk to clients. When they called and asked questions, I knew the answer. I needed the licensing to be able to tell them. And then eventually I became the advisor. And then after that, I went ahead and got another certification just recently called the RICP, Retirement Income Certified Professional. It's important that you keep growing yourself, because no matter what your career, there's always going to be dynamic changes, and you need to be prepared for those so that when the next opportunity becomes available, you're ready.
Exactly.
And what was your story, Mark? Because you're similar. You started in one direction and you've just kind of worked your way through.
Yeah. So growing up, I thought that I was going to kind of follow in my parents' footsteps in the medical industry mm-hmm. and do that. But whenever I went to college, I realized that that's definitely not what God had for me. So
did you fail biology? I did. Just be honest.
It was organic chemistry.
Organic chemistry.
It was awful. Yeah, definitely don't 10 out of 10 don't recommend.
Had a boyfriend who was in going towards medical, and I thought, oh, we'll take a class together. That didn't work. Sorry, I derailed your story.
Oh, you're good. You're good. Yeah, no, well, again, derailed my story. So what I did was, you know, I thought back to, you know, kind of what the purpose was for what I wanted to do. And what I truly wanted to do was help people. And so there had been a lot of situations or circumstances in my life where finances had just played a big impact and been really a negative kind of impact on my family. So I knew that that I'd taken accounting courses in high school and that I really enjoyed them. So I went through that and got my degree in finance, and which I loved. And that then led me to start a career as a stockbroker, then developing further, kind of like you said, climbed up the corporate ladder there, and at a different broker dealer, and then became an advisor here at Gen Wealth, and also was able to achieve my RICP.
You got it
license.
Before me. May have been part of why I decided to do it.
Well, it's just a really, really good license that helps you be able to turn just about any asset into an income stream, which is very, very important for retirement. So yes. Definitely highly encourage it for any folks that are out there in the industry as well. But one of the things that even after you take, you know, keep growing and keep doing all these things, you still won't know everything.
Yes. Yes, you'll never know everything that you need to know about any subject. So continuing to expose yourself to education is so critical, and it takes discipline. A lot of people, I think, they think, okay, once I get through college, I am done with school, or once I get through my training program, I am done. But you really, if you want to serve yourself well, you've got to keep growing and keep building your skill set. So we said, you know, first thing, get yourself a mentor. Second thing, be a great team member. Be somebody that when your bosses are looking for somebody, they like you. Next thing was, don't stop growing. And the final thing is pursuing your passion. I saw this quote one time, and it talked about how if a fish measured its success by its ability to climb a tree, it would always think itself a failure. And what it's talking about is, if you were not meant to do something, then you're probably not going to do it well. If you don't know what your passion is, then figure it out. You know, if you hate your job, change. Mm-hmm. Now, granted, don't just like quit your job today. Don't hear me saying that. Don't go to your wife and say, all right, Teresa told me to quit. But you can start applying for other jobs and phase into a new career. And don't be scared to try something completely new.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it could be something as simple as maybe going to some local art classes or some, you know, local computer classes in your library, right? And learning some new skills, just getting some exposure to different fields out there that you might be interested in.
Yeah. Dick Clark was quoted saying, success is finding something you love to do, getting paid to do it, and finding someone to share it with. And I think that is so true. Guys, you know, my two cents here is, look, I didn't find my passion until my mid-30s, and it wasn't what I expected, and I found it by accident. The way I got there is I just always embraced the opportunity to learn new things. So that's what led me here. If you haven't found your passion, that's okay. Just keep looking.
Yeah, and I'm so glad that you say that, because on a trip, and this is my two cents, which might be a little bit more like 50 cents, so just bear with me here, but I think it's really important. I on a trip to Nashville with some friends, one of my friend's father and I were having this conversation on goals and personal growth, and he said one of the most impactful things that I've ever heard, and that I certainly had ever heard at my young 20 years of age. And what he said was, I said, your 20s are for character and your 30s are for your career. And I thought I understood him whenever he said that back then, but it rings so much more now with me today, because, you know, the what he was trying to say was, you know, first you have to become the person that you want to be. Focus more on who you want to be as a person, as an individual, right? And as you grow into that, right, then you will develop the qualities, the values, right, the character to be able to then take on whatever the career is that you're going to find, right?
That's awesome. So like this, like we said, you know, if you want to be the boss, if you want to be like a boss, then you've got to make some steps. And we've talked about some of those today. We hope that was helpful to you, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to Talking Sense. And if you like what you hear, make sure and subscribe to the podcast to get all the newest episodes.
The Gen Wealth team is available to you 24/7 at info@getreadyforthefuture.com. Or you can call our offices at 866-653-PLAN. That's 866-653-7526.
And while we like to have fun here, we're also financial advisors, and that means disclosures. You should personally consult a financial advisor before making any investment, and no strategy can assure success.
Jim Wealth Financial Advisors is an Arkansas registered investment advisor with securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA/SIPC.